I invite you to rise for the hearing of the gospel this day. If you have your Bible with you, you can turn and join me on the gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at verse 36 and going through 48. Luke 24, 36 through 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why did doubt arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving. And still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and arise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I invite you to join with me once more in a moment of prayer. Jesus, we know you walk into our spaces, that you are here with us in this moment. Help us to hear your words, to hear you inviting us deeper into life, deeper into relationship, and to be present and to be hopeful and to be proactive with the ones that you have placed in our care and our circles of relationship and love. We pray in your holy name. Amen. So welcome to the third Sunday of Easter. We are still unpacking all these pop-ups that happen after the first resurrection moment in the garden. Last Sunday, I congratulated you on living out a biblical Easter. If you are in a season that you are wrestling with doubt, or you have doubt in any area of your life. And it was a sentiment that hit home for several of you. Last week, as we really wrestled with what it meant to doubt and took a deep dive into that, today we enter into confusion and what it was like for those disciples that were trying to put it together in those first few days. Confusion comes in even for the inner circle, for those disciples that were right there in the middle of the miracle. Easter erupted into their life and changed everything, and they were not sure at all how to navigate what happened. And so Jesus comes back to help. Jesus kind of pops up and is like, "All right, let's figure this out. Let's try again." And there's some cultural background information that's helpful to know when you read this passage. Miss Katie talked a little bit about it earlier. Miss Alicia's Sunday school class hit on this a little bit earlier. But at this time, there were multiple types of resurrection that people believed in. One was of the soul, and one was of the body. It was a full bodily up out of the grave resurrection. And there was a Jewish belief at the time that the soul of a person could hang around for a while after death. You might say soul and ghost are the same in how we're using the words here. And some believe that the soul would stay around for about 3 days. There is another Jewish belief that the soul could stay near the body until the body disintegrated. And so there is this whole set of beliefs that the first people that heard this story were living this story, held in their minds about a soul and how ghosts believed and what a ghost could do, what a ghost could not do if it came back. And the number one thing that a ghost could not do, so you would know it was not a ghost in front of you, was eat. Ghosts at that time could not eat. And so the writers of the gospel are trying to make it very, very clear, this was not just a soul. This was not just a ghost that was in front of them. It's really, really important to the writer of the gospel of Luke for you to know this and to know that this was the real live Jesus. This was Jesus in his body that was here. It was not just a memory. It was not just an apparition. It was not just the soul. This was like the real body that was there. And so here he comes. Here comes Jesus back to his friends. And what does Jesus say? Peace. Peace be with you. In essence, do not be afraid. Many of them probably had not seen a dead body come back. This is not a way they had encountered death and life after death before. What they were experiencing was so foreign and was so new to them. Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This is really, really me. Take a deep breath. Let's figure this out. Let's figure out what to do next together. And while we are at it, while we are figuring this out, do you have anything to eat? You know someone is really comfortable at your house. What? When they come over, if I'm comfortable at your house, I'm going to do this. I'm going to come in the door and I'm going to take off my shoes. And, you know, if people get real comfortable with you, they're going to say, can I get something to drink? Or they're just going to open up your refrigerator, right? Like, I know people are comfortable with me when they even quit asking me for something to eat or drink. And they just go ahead and just get in the kitchen and get what they want. Then somebody is really comfortable, right? I adore it when my next door neighbors come over to my house and they ask me for food like my own boys do. And it's usually, will you make me some popcorn with M&Ms? And I go through a lot of popcorn with M&Ms. I get them in the Sam's packages because we go through a lot of that at my house. But occasionally it's more than popcorn with M&Ms. Occasionally it's, I'm really hungry. Can you make me something to eat? Can you make me a sandwich? Can you make me some chicken nuggets? And yes, yes, I can. And they would do the same thing for my kids as well. In this passage today, Jesus speaks to their fear, and he assures them that it is really, really him. And not only is it him, he's saying, can I have something to eat? I'm hungry. Can you give me some food? And he shows them the scars that are on his hands, and he shows them the scars that are on his feet, and he eats, and he reminds them of what the scripture foretold must happen. And then more than that, he kind of gently pushes them, and he's like, I told you this was coming. Quit sitting here and being afraid. Go out there and keep up with the ministry. Go out there and make relationships. Go out there and love people. Go out there and figure out why they're hurting and how you can come alongside them. Go out there and pray for them. Go out there and be love to others. Don't sit here in this house, swirling up these questions, cocooned in doubt, letting confusion keep you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. Get out there. You have a witness to share. You do too. Easter is not something that happens one day a year when we get all dressed up and we eat really good food and then it's over. Easter spills over into other days. It is work that we are called to participate in deeper and deeper ways in each season of our life. We are called to look for Easter all around us because the truth is Easter is unfolding in each of your life. If you ask Jesus for eyes to see it, you will see where Jesus is bringing about freshness, bringing about new life, bringing about healing. And part of our witness, part of our faithfulness to Christ is learning to name the places where we see it and share stories with the people around us. Easter blooms in every nook and cranny where life springs forth after death. It happens in every place where there is a beginning after a painful ending. I am convinced that if you look for Easter, you will see it. And if you earnestly seek to live Easter out, you will become the gospel for someone in your life. I want to challenge you this week with a particular challenge. I want to challenge you to pray to see Easter somewhere in your life. And perhaps if you are struggling, in honor of the scripture this week, start by looking in your life, in your work, in your neighborhood, in your friends for someone who's confused. If last week was about doubt, this week is about confusion. And sometimes we feel like we have to have it all figured out before we go and do, when in reality, you just need the next step. Maybe there's someone in your circles right now that's come into mind in your heart that you know has lost their way. Maybe there's somebody around you who has forgotten who they are called to be. Maybe there's somebody in your life right now that has forgotten how much God loves them. Here's the next part. After you see someone that is confused, I want to encourage you this week to feed them. I want to encourage you to take somebody out to eat this week, or invite them to your house sometime soon, or to bake something for them, or send them a gift card. I don't really care how you do it, but I want you to look for Easter. I want you to look for someone that's confused. And then if you see somebody that's confused, I specifically want you to try to feed them and pray about how you can help bless someone who is confused as a specific way of becoming the love and the hope of Easter. Because something is going to happen to you this week if you do this. If you ask Jesus to help you see Easter in your life, and then you have on the glasses for, I'm going to look for someone around me that's confused. And right now, this may seem really weird, but this is one of those faith things that if you do, something's going to unfurl in your life, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that is what Angela was talking about. I want you to look for somebody that's confused this week. Look for someone who is confused and see how you can be a very practical and tangible way of Easter for them in their life. Across his ministry, Jesus ate with people all kinds of ways. He ate at homes. He fed crowds. There were so many moments that happened around food with his friends, with strangers, with neighbors. I'm going to encourage you to feed someone some way, somehow this week as an intentional act of Easter love. I'm going to show you somebody new in my life that I have been feeding recently. Let me see if I can get the picture. His name is Hope. It used to be Mouse, but we adopted him Easter weekend, and the boys said that Mouse did not suit, that it was Easter weekend and he needed to be Hope. He is a 5-year-old black lab mix. We adopted from the Maury County Animal Shelter when we learned that they were overly full, and we decided that it was time to adopt another dog into our family. He is derpy. Oh my gosh. He still has puppy energy. I've never had a dog this big. He knocks over everything with his tail. He walks me when we are trying to walk. He has 70 pounds of love. We're going to have to do some training. He's chewed up so many things in my house. I have lost count with rugs and pillows and toys. And he is such a loving and kind soul. Never had a big dog before, and it feels like a gigantic dose of chaos, and we already love Hope. Sometimes Easter is like a gigantic black dog that you bring into your home and your heart that is open, and you have this few moments of, oh my goodness, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? And then that 70 pounds jumps up in your lap because he still thinks he's a puppy. and you realize there's goodness even in chaos. The scripture speaks to us and says, peace be with you who is in a state of confusion. Peace be with you who have new souls standing in front of you that are hungry. Peace be with you who have had a wave of chaos and the unexpected sweep through your life. Peace be with you who are searching for Easter in your life. Peace be with you for those who are still waiting. Our butterflies are cocooned up, and I'm thinking maybe next week we're going to have them, maybe. But they are cocooned up, and they too are in a middle place in between what was and what will be. They are no longer caterpillars in those cocoons, but they are not yet fully butterflies. Peace be with you as you wait in between seasons and stages of your life and your journey of faith. Bless you right in the messy middle place that you find yourself in. It will be okay. You will be okay. Even though you do not know what it's like to stretch your wings out yet, those wings will stretch out and they will carry you where you need to be. Easter is supposed to change you from the inside out. Let it. And like the caterpillars, you too spiritually may turn into goop before you emerge with wings that can soar. Like the disciples, you might find yourself locked behind a closed door even after the miracle. Sometimes you get the answer to prayer, but you don't have all the answers. And you still have to figure out, how are we going to do this next thing? Do not stay in the shroud of doubt and confusion too long. Let Jesus come alongside you and feed you and say, come on, it's time for us to go feed somebody else now. You may find yourself picking up the chewed remains of your throw pillow and your rug and your children's toys that were left out and wondering, what have I done? What did my heart get me into in that decision? But even as you reach for your phone and type into the search bar of Amazon, strong dog chew toys, it doesn't mean that it was a mistake. Sometimes we just get the unexpected alongside the things that we are looking for. And just like feeling doubt doesn't mean that you are not in an amazing, incredible, God-infused Easter season, feeling confusion doesn't mean that you aren't exactly where you were supposed to be. Hear the words of our Lord and Savior to you, right where you are in this moment of the spiritual journey in life. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. In the answered prayers, in the unanswered ones, in the chaos, in the middle, you don't have to have it all figured out. Just do the next right thing, and then the next one. And in the name of Jesus, and in the spirit of Easter, consider feeding someone this week. In the name of the Creator, and the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, amen.